You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Hello, family. How are you? Man, I've been just eating and eating and eating good food. And I'm not talking about physical food, but that's been good too. But I'm talking about spiritually. Man, I listened to this awesome and dynamic, anointed, powerful speaker this past Sunday. Woo! She was hot too. Well, we're talking about my wife. That's why I can say that, right? Did a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful word. And you know what? I mean, I was so excited. I felt great. It was a powerful word. I'm just upset that I couldn't record it because I had another assignment to play for you. And so, but the people are not going to be shorted from the awesome word because I feel the anointing now and it's still in you from Sunday. And so give us the title of today and also share from your heart, your mind, your spirit. What you shared a bit from Sunday and even how it can be applicable to marriage relationship. This is like an interview phase and I'm interviewing the one and only anointed, powerful Lanisha Johnson.
Oh boy.
Jesus. Fill her up right now. Just fill her up. Speak, Lord. Speak a word.
So anyway, we talked about what are you waiting for? And we talked about the story of the Israelites and how Joshua had been instructed by the Lord to have the people march around the walls of Jericho for seven days. And then after the 7 days that the walls actually fell down after the seventh day of them walking around the walls. And then they followed the instruction to shout at the very end. And then the walls came down. So my question, what are you waiting for? It was kind of, I guess you would say like a double-sided coin, both sides of the coin, where what are you waiting for in essence as far as like what have you been praying for? What are you expecting God to do? What are you asking God to do? So what are you waiting for? And then the other side is... while you're waiting, what are you doing? So, for example, the people, the Israelites, were waiting to take on this city of Jericho. But while they were waiting, they were given instruction. So they had to walk around this wall for seven days. And they had specific instructions they had to follow before what they were waiting for actually occurred. Mm-hmm. So I asked the question, what are you waiting for? While you're waiting for that breakthrough or that miracle, that blessing, that husband, that wife, or even for your marriage to be restored or going to the next level, what are you doing? What instruction have you already been given that you need to follow? So don't wait until everything is all right, everything is perfect, you can see the full picture before you begin to make steps in that direction. We kind of always talk about, babe, if we could pray for $10 million, but if that $10 million check came today, would we be ready for it? Would we know what to do with it? So this is the same thing, preparing yourself for whatever it is that you're waiting for, preparing your heart, preparing your mind, lining yourself up. If you desire to be a husband or you desire to be a wife, what does that look like and what can you be doing now? Why would you wait until that person comes into your life to decide to try to get it together? It's better to prepare for it now and seek the Lord for those instructions as far as what he desires for you to do so that when that blessing comes, you're ready for it.
Yeah. Well, if you are listening and you are capable of cutting that $10 million check... we know what to do with it now. Maybe it's not 10 million. Maybe it's 1 million. Or maybe it's 500 of that. Whatever. You can write that to...
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Higher level marriage and go to our website and sow that seed and the Lord bless you real good. No. But as it relates to our marriage relationship on a serious note, you know, what are we waiting for? We talk about those things. You know, in our home, we have a power of agreement. We come to that agreement as to, if we don't come into an agreement, then some things just lay on a table until God speaks to us and we get peace and power about that thing. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we've been praying for and contending for and, you know, believing God for some great things that He has done a lot. But I thought about and have been soaking about what is it that we've been waiting on in our marriage relationship as it relates to our ministry or the businesses that we lead or other areas in our lives, different steps that we have to take or make. And I had to think of the fear factor in the verse. I don't remember the passage. I think you're in Joshua 6 around... Would you read like 1-20, but
yes.
Somewhere around
verse 1
around there, it talks about the aspect of the fear that had hit the Israelites. And so I had thought that for years I was suffering from fear. And so, you know, I've gone through and talked about the journey of my healing and everything else. But recently I realized that it wasn't just fear. It was a lack of trust in God, which manifested through fear. And looking at those things, I said, man, I allowed fear of this or fear of that keep me. But how do you fix that? Going back to trusting in God. So I was looking at Abraham in Genesis 22 when he had to sacrifice his son Isaac, and looking at those situations of seeing what trust would have looked like and seeing how, you know, we have to step out of our comfort zone, even in the midst. This is Isaac, this is his beloved son whom, you know, he was prophesied to and spoken over that. You would get this, why would you take this away from me type of situation? And I looked at that trust. The scripture says that he went to go worship. And so it just hit me, man. What would our marriage relationships look like if we would come to that point and place of even when we're being called out of our comfort zone, we would actually come together and bow down and worship together our God that we're trusting, fully trusting and relying on. So no matter what the enemy throws at us in our marriage and our business and our jobs, our careers, our children, we can trust and rely on God and be able to move forward in confidence. And that what are we waiting on mindset is we've heard from you, Lord, just like he did. We're going to now move forward and do what we need to do to align ourselves up with the promise for which you spoke to us about. And so I'm just thinking about those areas and say, you know what? Coming into an agreement, trusting in the word of God will put us in position so we can receive what God has called us to receive and walk in excellence. And that's what you're called to do in your own marriage and your relationship with your spouse or your future marriage. You have to trust in God. We want to encourage you to hear from him, come into an agreement, move forward, have a strategic plan from him. Do what you can do so God can do what he can do.
Yeah. And it just stuck out really strong to me reading that passage from Joshua 6, and how specific the instructions were, and even the fact of Joshua having the army and the army being instructed to simply walk around the wall and not take any action, not have any war cries or anything, which most likely was against what they would naturally desire to do. And sometimes we have to stop for a moment and say, okay, this is the way I would want to approach this situation. But Lord, how do you want me to approach this situation? And even in your marriage or your relationship, if things are kind of rocky or you're going through something or you even just have a decision to make, don't take it just into your own hands and take it upon yourself to decide how to go about that situation. But make sure you're inviting God into those conversations and those decisions and find out what he says about it. How do you find out? Read his word. There's tons of information in the Bible about marriage and relationship and how to go about those things and what our roles are and various things like that. So I encourage you to do it his way and not force it your own way, because I guarantee his way is much better.
That's good. I'm through.
Cool.
All right.
Well, thank you guys again for tuning in. Check us out online at higherlevelmarriage.com, on Instagram at higherlevelmarriage, on Facebook. You can look for our Higher Level Marriage group. You can also catch us live on Facebook at the HLM. AM live streaming group. Did I get it right? I think so. Yep. Look us up. Connect with us. We'd love to hear from you. You guys are awesome and we love you.
All right. Peace.
Bye.
You have been listening to The Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Higher Level Marriage. For more information, visit us at higherlevelmarriage.com.